Blog Talk Radio.
Favorite Monday it is. Why? Because no doubt we claim, we believe, and we receive that the best is yet to come. And as you all know, that is my story, and I'm sticking with it. This is Monday, May 19th, and let me send out a happy birthday shout out of love to my beloved sister Monica Wise, who turns 49 years old today. I am Michelle Wright, co-host of today's Sisters with Ink, The Best is Yet to Come, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I truly hope that each of you all had a wonderful Mother's Day. And let me also send a Best is Yet to Come shout out of love and appreciation to the lovely, classy, and wonderful Sisters with Ink host and producer, Luella Hill Dudley, as well as my beautiful and most distinguished sisters of Sisters with Ink. So this is the best that is yet to come, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I believe me when I tell you that our beloved listeners are in for a treat today. And I thank you for joining us today. The theme for today's show is having done all to stand, stand. And I am fully confident that this is a word of encouragement that each of us can appreciate regardless of who you are, where you are, or what's your story. And today's show is dedicated to encourage each of you to hold on and stand strong regardless of your circumstances, your trials and your tribulations, or even your hurts and pains. So when you've done all to stand, stand. And our two outstanding guests today, Sister Friends United founder and president Rhonda Aaron of Little Rock, Arkansas, and publisher, playwright, and author Dale Banks of Detroit, Michigan, are a testament to standing in spite of the obstacles and roadblocks. But before we officially introduce each of our guests, let's pause to enjoy Stand by no other than Donnie McClurkin.
You've done all you can, and it seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you give it? Nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain, filled with pain?
child, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand once the Lord sees you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand and be sure you're not entangled in that bondage of.
Yes, after you've done all you can, you still stand. I just love that song. And it is our hope that today's show will empower each of you to embrace that the best is most definitely yet to come. So it is now my pleasure to welcome our first distinguished guest, community trailblazer, Ms. Rhonda Aaron. Rhonda, welcome to today's show, and what a pleasure it is having you as our guest.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be a part of Sisters with Ink today on Blog Radio, and thank you for the invite.
You are most welcome. And I know that the month of May has been quite a month for you of celebrating triumph and victory, not to mention your life in general. So I know there's so much more you can share with our listeners today, especially as it pertains to not only the best is yet to come, but today's theme and having done all to stand. But let's first begin with you letting our listeners know more about the person that I have come to greatly love, respect, and admire over the years, Ms. Rhonda Aaron.
Well, thank you. But I mean, I don't know. I guess you could say Rhonda Aaron. I'm simply a woman with a purpose to execute this vision that God has given me. He's given me this baton to run this race. So even when I'm completely tired and, you know, he becomes my footsteps. He becomes the, you know, the wind beneath my wings. Simply put, I guess he gives me what I need to, when I need it the most, to reach my next level. I guess you could just say I'm simply just, I guess, a Southern chick with a little swag, because I've been raised in the church all my life. I played piano from fourth grade until I graduated high school for two different churches. I have a beautiful daughter, Brianna, and a handsome husband, Dion. They both keep me grounded. You know, they're always with me. And they're beside me no matter what to support me. My mom, she always instilled in me about patience, because she was absolutely the most patient person that I ever known. And I'm more like, what you talking about, Willis? But she's more, you know, the calm person. So she helped bring out that side of me. And my dad, he's always been an entrepreneur, so he sort of taught me how to work for myself and how to work hard, you know, and how to do things on my own and not wait on anybody else. And my grandmother, of course, she taught me my way around the kitchen. So that sort of wraps me up into this one person, because I learned so much from all of them that sort of helps make me the person that I am now, because of what they poured into me. It's what contributes to the person you could say I am today.
And what a wonderful person that you are. And I'm sure each of them would be proud that you got the best of them. And when I think about you, Rhonda, I think about the Bible, which tells us in Proverbs 29:18, that where there is no vision, the people perish. And back in 2007, you had the vision and fortitude to found and incorporate Sister Friends United, a nonprofit organization with a mission to empower women to better serve the community. And can you tell us more about your vision and the heart and soul of this most awesome and uplifting organization?
Sure. Sister Friends United, we have a motto. And that motto is United We Stand, United We Make a Difference. And I knew that God had placed this vision in my heart. And I woke up one morning like, I've got to start this organization. And it's just funny how things happen to you like that, because you'll have a vision. You think, is this really right? Is this for me? Is this really God speaking to me? And he just has a way of sending us those messages. Because before I even had this dream or this vision, there was actually a lady that stopped me when I was in JCPenney that had no idea who I was from Adam. But she had called me while I was shopping and said, God told me to tell you that one day you're going to speak in front of and lead thousands of women. And I'm thinking, okay. I just nodded my head. You know, and I sort of went on like, what is this lady talking about? You know, and little did I know, here in 2014, that this would be the trajectory of that vision from 2007. So I just wanted to give women a place to connect, but also be impactful in the community, a place where we could celebrate our success and provide uplift when it's needed. You know, just we are the heartbeat of the household, and we wear many hats. And who better understands a woman than another woman? So this is our place, our time, our purpose. We're sisters and friends uniting to make a difference in our community, and we're still standing and moving forward, and we'll be celebrating 7 years in October. So from 2007 until 2014, we are still standing and standing strong.
I love it. And what a difference you all are making in the community, Sister Friends United. Now, on May 10th of this year, Sister Friends United celebrated the 7th Annual Women of Excellence Awards and Faith Scholarship Banquet. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about both of these landmark events?
Sure. Each year we host the Women of Excellence Award and Faith Scholarship Banquet since 2008. Our very first year in 2008, we held a Faith Scholarship Banquet actually at the Burns Park Hospitality House. We named it Faith Scholarship Banquet because I promise you that literally at that time, that was the only thing we had working in our favor was faith, and faith that people would come out and support us, because it was our first event. We didn't know how it was going to turn out. But that's sort of how the name came about for Faith Scholarship Banquet, because we believed we had the faith, and that's what was executed at that time. So we said we had the faith, and it came through for us. This is the Faith Scholarship Banquet. So with that type of event being a platform to, you know, honor and recognize young women, so we decided and recognized not only young women, but other women in our community that are making a difference and inspiring other women. So in 2009, SFU gave birth to the Women of Excellence Awards and Faith Scholarship Banquet. And the first event was actually held at the Windham Riverfront in North Little Rock. And each Mother's Day weekend on Saturday, we host that event every year. And we honor so many women in different fields, from health, social service, and business, media, education, religion. We've had honorees that have joined the sister circle that have been nationally known and have been held in high regards as icons in Black history, including Minnie Jean Brown Tricky. I'm quite sure most of you all know her. She's one of the Little Rock Nine. And Dr. Joycelyn Elder, she's actually the first African-American appointed as Surgeon General of the United States. And also yourself, Dr. Wright, being our 2010 honoree for WOE Business Award, as well as our first Service Award honoree in 2012. So that's just a little bit about how we started and where we started and how we began to where we are now to selling out the event at the Windham in North Little Rock.
Wow. And, you know, I've had many wonderful moments in my life, but I have to say by far the Women of Excellence has been one of my most endeared. So I'm most honored to be among this distinct group of Women of Excellence honorees. And I was also honored to present the first ever Women of Excellence Scholarship during the recent awards ceremony. And can you tell us more about your vision for this particular scholarship and how it differs as well as aligns with your Faith Scholarship Initiative?
Yes, God is so faithful. I mean, when you just sit and think
yes.
about where you were and where you are now, I just sit back sometimes and I just have to just hold my head like, wow, I can't even, you know, just imagine, because, you know, just his favor leaves me speechless. I'm so proud to say that we have consistently provided two scholarships each year since our conception. But this year we went a step further and we've added our very first WOE scholarship. And it's been such a blessing to see past and present honorees be seed throwers into the life of such a deserving young woman. This year we honored Darielle Brown, and she was literally brought to tears at the fact that she gets to see her dream come true of achieving a college degree, because she can go on then to pursue her dream career and open her own clinic. So we just hope to continue to expand this opportunity into more scholarships. We were excited this year to be able to kick off 2014 with our very first Women of Excellence Scholarship. And to such a deserving young lady, you know, she's worked really hard. To be ranked number one in her graduating class is amazing, with all the challenges and struggles not only that we have as adults, but it's more now for, you know, for young women, especially with all the social media and all the other things that are going on, all the other challenges they face with bullying and pressures and so much other stuff. For her to still do what she has to do and to be ranked number one in her graduating class speaks volume. So not only was that an accomplishment alone, but for her to be recognized as the first recipient of the Women of Excellence Scholarship is just simply amazing. And not only that, but we also had this year our very first scholarship recipient ever from 2009 come back, and she also gave out and introduced our 2014 honorees this year. And she just wanted to let people know that she was thankful that she graduated in 2013, and she wanted to just share her good news and give some uplift to these women on their journey, to their path, to their college careers and the things that they want to do in life. So it was just a total uplifting moment, and that's what we're about. We're about making a difference and helping others. And we don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk, and we show it through our actions.
And you walk it well. You walk it with love, and you walk it with excellence. And we want to make sure that our listeners who are interested in making a donation to either the Faith Scholarship and or the Women of Excellence Scholarship opportunity. So how can they go about this? If someone believes and just appreciates the mission of Sister Friends United and want to support, how can they go
they
about
can do it? They can actually do it two ways. You can actually go onto our website at www.sisterfriendsunited.com, and you can go on the Make a Donation tab, and you can put in your information that you want to donate to the scholarship of whatever amount you want to make. And you can do it that way. Or if you're old school, and some people still like to write checks and drop them in the mail, we can do that as well. And you can complete it. You can send a check to Sister Friends United, and you can send it to P.O. Box 15841, that's Little Rock, Arkansas, 72231. Those are two ways that you can support our efforts and what we're trying to do. And you can also be a seed thrower, because if we all work together, that's the motto, united we stand, united we make a difference. So if I take my little bit and you take your little bit and we put it together, we have the ability to make a powerful impact in the community and the lives of the young women.
Yes, and I tell you, Sister Friends United has truly made a difference in our community and even beyond providing scholarships for young women to attend college. And can you share some with our listeners, some of the other numerous workshops and conferences and luncheons and initiatives that your organization has done for the women of our community?
Each year, we work to help make a difference in the lives of women. We've supported the Race for the Cure, as some of our very own members have been breast cancer survivors. We prepared meals and donated toiletries to Ronald McDonald House. We've also helped support the Dorcas House, including clothes and toiletries for them as well. And we've even stepped it a little further. What we did, we hosted a kitty carnival where we set up the hot dogs, their face painting, and all the little snacks and treats and things that go along carnival with games and prizes and everything. And we've even done an Easter egg hunt. We had one of our members to actually dress up like an Easter bunny, and we did eggs, and we, you know, we would hide eggs for prizes and good things like that, and we provided food and things after it was over with. And the one thing that stands out to me about the Easter egg hunt event is that the day I heard one of the ladies and was talking, and she said, if they hadn't brought food today, we would have only had soup. And
wow.
So that right there just touched me, because that would have been the only thing she said they would have had today if we hadn't showed up and brought food and the kids had a good time. They were able to take pictures with the Easter bunny. Now, even though the member was hot and sweating when she got out of the suit, they were still enjoying it and having a good time. But that's just some of the things we do for organizations like that. We also host each year a hat luncheon. This is so much fun, the hat luncheon, because people really come hang out, have a good time with your girlfriends, get your cute hat out. And this event not only is an event for people to come out and have fun and fashion shows and things like that, but this event each year benefits another organization. So in 2013, we helped women with domestic violence. So actually a lady that was graduating from the program at Dorcas House, we partnered with local stylists and local retailers to get a makeover for her. So she was able to come to the event, and we were able to see a before and after. So that alone gave her a boost into what she needed, because she had already been to a place where we were celebrating her achievement, because she had made it through a rough time in her life. And for her to be graduating from this program and for us to take that opportunity to use the proceeds to help people with domestic violence and help them get to where they need to get to. But also we celebrated her and we gave her a new start and a new look. And that was something that I was proud of that our organization did. But this year we also supported and made a donation to Sisters Living with Alopecia. And that was just an eye-opening fact to me about African-American women that actually live with alopecia. So we wanted to be sure that people were aware of what's going on, because knowledge is power. And when we have knowledge, we don't bully a person that doesn't have any hair, because now we understand what the situation is. And we have more information as to what's going on, and we can be more uplifting and encouraging versus tearing somebody down. And also we have the cute hat contest, which is a big part of the event that we do. People get in the hat contest, and we judge, give prizes, and have fun. So those are just some of the things that we do around our community. We also feed families each year during the holiday. So we be sure that people that wouldn't have had something to eat, we made sure that they are fed, and children that wouldn't have had toys or gifts for the holidays, we make sure that they're taken care of as well.
Truly, truly making a difference in the community. And it really goes back to today's theme, the best is yet to come, and having done all to stand, because I would assume that an organization that does so much for the community as Sister Friends United have to have their trials and have to be encouraged at time to stand. And interestingly enough, your motto for Sister Friends, as you mentioned earlier, united we stand, united we make a difference. So what has given you the strength and tenacity to not only stand, but continue to stand when things often felt like they were falling apart? What makes you, as Rhonda Aaron, stand?
God, his favor, his grace, waking up each day to new mercies, his forgiveness of my sins, his love that gives me strength, and the fact that I know if I remain faithful in his word, his promise will come to pass. I'm a little cocky because I know he can make the impossible possible. And so I just stand on his word, and I stand on his promise that it's going to come to pass. I have to do my part, and I have to be sure that I'm staying on top of what I need to stay on top of, and he's going to bless my efforts. So because I know what is coming is better than what's been, I stand on that promise.
Amen. I like that. And what advice do you have for our listeners that may be weak and discouraged, who are finding it difficult to continue to stand, and are who are even unfortunately considering even giving up?
The thing that I always say is quitters never win. So if you're trying to get to your goal, just don't ever quit, because you cannot win if you quit. Stay in the fight. Everybody wants it, but there are not many people that will stand through it to get to it. So the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, because so many of us want it, but we don't want to do it without the work to get to it. So it sort of reminds you of that Henny Penny story, where Henny Penny, when we were growing up, she had to get the wheat and bake the cake and do all the work, but everybody else didn't have time. So when the product was finished, everybody sort of showed up like, okay, now I want a piece of the bread, but you didn't put anything into it. So you have to know that when you're discouraged and when you're weak and you're finding it difficult to stand, just continue to press on. And when you have to crawl, crawl. If you just have to stand still and know that God has not forgotten you. He's going to carry you through, and he's going to be there no matter what you go through, your ups and downs. And one thing that I know about is when you're in the valley and when you're in the lowest places that you seem like in your life, that's when you're the closest to God. So you have to change your mindset with that and know that when you're in those places that he's getting ready to, I guess, transition you, or you're getting ready to step your game up, or you're getting ready to change levels. But it's always uncomfortable when you get, if you've been sitting a long time and you get up, you know, you might have to stretch a little bit. And when you change levels, you know, you have to, you know, get to that point. It's not always easy to get to that point, but you just have to know that God is never going to forsake you, and he's never going to leave you. He's always a man of his word, and he's always going to stand in his promise. So even though it may look like that and it may seem like that, don't give up. Don't get discouraged, and know that no matter what, in the end, you win.
Ooh, speak, sister, speak. I love it. And I also love the scripture, whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he, she reap. And this is your season of reaping. You know, I know you are used to being on the side of doing the honoring, but I just want to make sure our listeners know that Rhonda has been recognized with Stan as an outstanding community leader. She has been featured on the cover of Miss Lady magazine, and she is just being recognized in the community. Rhonda, you are such a beautiful and loving woman of strong faith who does not stand or lean on her own understanding, but instead you depend on God to guide your life. I also know that one of your favorite scriptures is also one of mine, and that is Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And why do you believe so much in this scripture, and what does it mean to you?
Well, the reason that I hold this scripture so dear to me is because that tells me that no matter the valley that I go through, no matter the people that don't support me, no matter the things that don't happen, no matter the things that don't go through, God lets me know that no matter through all of that, I stand with you. So all of those things, either for a purpose, a reason, a season of life, and helps you to get to where I'm trying to get you to. Everybody's not going to be with you on your journey, and you can't take it personal. You can't get upset about it and bothered about it, but you have to go back to Romans 8:28 and say, all things, not a few, not some, not a little, but all things. So that means everything that's happening actually has your benefit in the end. So that's why I say that no matter what happens, in the end you win, because all things work for the good of those that love God. And if you're called according to his purpose, no matter what, regardless of the challenges, regardless of the issues and trials and tribulations, in the end you will win.
Well, amen, Rhonda, and you are a winner, my sister. And we know if God be for us, what or who in the world can be against us? And you are a living testament to today's theme, and having done all to stand. And I am just grateful for all you are and do for not only our community in general, but the women of our community in particular. And as such, please again tell our listeners who are interested in learning more about Sister Friends United and its endeavors how they can sow a seed and learn more about your organization.
You can reach us two ways. You can reach us on our website, and that's at www.sisterfriendsunited.com. And you, once you get on there, there's you can contact information. You can put us sign our guest book if you've been to some of our events. You can also reach us on Facebook. We have a Sister Friends United Facebook page. So you can also check us out there this week from our Women of Excellence hat launches. So check back often so you can see those pictures that are coming out and see some of the things that we're doing. If you're old-fashioned and you want to just send us something via mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 15841, and that's Little Rock, Arkansas 72231. Everybody doesn't do the PayPal and Facebook and everything, so I don't want to leave anybody out. If you want to be a seed thrower and you want to bless what we're trying to do, just know that everything you're doing, whenever you participate with Sister Friends United, it's going in good ground. And every year at our events, people have the opportunity to see what we're doing and what we're investing in and how we're giving back not only to women but to our community. So anything that you want to do, whether it's a kind word or a volunteer opportunity to help support what we're doing, or just to be a seed thrower, we are so grateful to be here from 2007 to 2014 and beyond, and it's because people like you that continue to support what we're trying to do.
And the best is still yet to come. Thank you again, Ron Aaron, for being our first guest today, and a blessing to not only me but all of our listeners. You are simply awesome.
Thank you so much.
And now it gives me extreme pleasure to welcome our next guest, Mr. Dale Banks of Detroit, Michigan, a publisher, playwright, and author. Dale, welcome, welcome, welcome to today's The Best Is Yet to Come Blog Talk Radio Show. And what an honor to have you join us all the way from Detroit, Michigan, also known as the Motor City. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate you for this opportunity. Thank you and Luella as well. I mean, thank you for having me, and thank you.
You are so welcome. How are things going in your great city today, and how are things going with Mr. Banks?
Everything in the city is going well. The city is striving to make a great comeback, which is doing a great job at. And as far as me, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Well, welcome to the Blessed and Highly Favored Club.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I'm glad to be a member.
I am too. Well, now since we know and our listeners know how you are, then please do tell us about who you are.
Okay. First off, I would like to start by saying I'm a God-fearing man. Number one, I just have so much love, honor, and respect for my creator, Jesus Christ. I'm an author, as you said, a publisher, a playwright, a father, a son, a brother, a motivator, a friend, a listener. I'm just so many people wrapped up into one great guy. Yeah, that's me. That's Dale Banks. I'm like a jack of all trades.
Wow, okay.
Or a master of many trades, I would say that.
Okay. Well, Dale, I have been told that throughout your entire life, you have been known to have a profound way of shedding positive light on any situation with a keen choice of words. Well, how do you apply this gift and ability as it pertains to today's theme and having done all to stand?
I would say pretty much I would take, I don't think no one can come to me with bad news. And even if you come to me with bad news, I should rephrase that, even if you come to me with bad news, I try my best to find the positive aspect or find something good out of it. I'm often told by people, man, do you ever say anything that's not encouraging? You know, so no matter what a person can come to me or have an issue going on with themselves, their spouse, coworkers, you know, anything, I'm always trying to be that encouraging person, always trying to let a person know that no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard the test may seem, no matter how many times you count yourself out, just always remember to stand. I mean, you know, no matter how many times you get knocked down by, you know, people who don't mean you any good or situations don't work out, if you feel like every time you try to just stand, something knocks you down, just continue to stand. And no matter what, no matter how hard the situation seems, if you continue to stand, one day when you stand, you won't ever be able to fall. So if you continue to just keep that positive outlook on life and stop looking for the negative and start focusing on the positive, and just be thankful, you know, be thankful that God allowed you another opportunity and chance to just stand. So just continue to stand, and no matter what, as long as you stand on the word of God and you stand on his promise, there's no person on this earth that can knock you down.
Well, I'm inspired. You just inspired me. So I can see everything I've heard about you is definitely true. That is so powerful and most insightful. I love what you're saying. I love your spirit. And I've also been informed that throughout your life, you have a way with words that captivate the hearts and minds of many. Now, this has been, or has this been, the secret behind many of your one-of-a-kind storylines that so many of your peers adore and that you have been writing most of your life?
Yes, I think that's one of my secrets. And it's basically a gift from God. As I'm getting older and becoming more wiser, I'm able to finally recognize my gift that God has placed in me. There were so many times that I was doubting myself or, you know, even going through not giving myself enough credit or not accepting the fact that God placed this special gift inside of me. With words, I would always have, you know, certain people like, man, that really encouraged me, or where did you get that from? I always hear, like, you an old soul. I mean, a lot of my friends that I talk to on a day-to-day basis are, like, double my age. You know, I've always been a person that I guess you can say was a little ahead of their time. So I always just had a way with words and just wanting to make sure that I'm a people person. I'm a people person. I'm a people watcher. So I always pay attention to different people or look at their face or facial expression or look at their emotions. I'm always trying to dig into and find out what's the problem or what's the story behind that person, because no matter what person you walk by or what person you come into contact with on a day-to-day basis, there's a story behind that person. There's like a backstory. So I've always been able to, you know, use words or different phrases or just anything to be able to just, like, spark that interest of someone else. You know, like even with my book, I was able to just, like, people were telling me, wow, you captivated the woman's voice so good. And I always give credit to me being a people person or a people watcher. So I'm always paying attention to different mannerisms that, you know, women do, men do, children, just to see the reaction of people. So that's really so good to be able to tap into just about any person or any character when it comes to writing.
Wow, I like that. I really do, and this really coincides with the initial launch of your writing career, because by becoming the voice behind many powerful and meaningful poems and writing, and like you said, watching people and being a people person, but I know after you major in journalism, and if I'm not mistaken, you minor in theater arts, at Wayne State University,
yes,
you decided to pen a novel. And can you tell us more about your debut novel, Shady, which has been named a bestseller and has been nominated for prestigious literary awards? And congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Writing, I always, like you just said, I've always had a knack for writing. It was a job that, you know, a person say your passion is something that you would do for free. And honestly, if I didn't sell a single book, but I thank God that I did sell, you know, tons of copies, I'm very thankful for that. But if I didn't sell a single book, I would still be grateful for the opportunity that God allowed me to be able to bring one of my dreams to pass, you know, just to see the book, you know, go from the beginning process to where it is now, you know, like you said, selling copies, becoming a bestseller, even being nominated for awards for a debut. It was like, it's superseded my expectations. So, on the outside, there were so many stories that I had read that, you know, I always said, man, I wish this type of story was told, or this is what's going on in the community. So I just decided, you know, stop talking about it and be about it, or stop talking about it and write about it. So I was able to write stories that I felt that would reach people. You know, there have been several people that have came up to me or sent me emails and told me, you know, this really inspired me, or this really helped me mend a broken relationship with my mother, you know, because the book deals.
Hi, Dale, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. Did I cut off or something? Maybe the signal, I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We want to make sure our listeners hear every single word.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So, yeah, on the outset of writing the book, I wanted to tell stories that weren't being told at that time, and I was able to reach an audience that, you know, were seeking these stories, and those stories had not been told. And I was saying a lot of people were reaching out via email or Facebook and letting me know that Shady has helped them mend broken relationships, you know, or it made them want to do different or be a better daughter, be a better mother, be a better husband, be a better person overall. So, you know, my writing isn't in vain, and I just thank God for that.
Well, your writing is not in vain, nor is your work. But what's impressive is you refused to stop there and decided to eventually and completely step out on faith to start your own publishing company, Heir to the Throne Publications. Can you tell us a little bit about your publishing company and how it uniquely acquired its name?
Yes, it's Heir to the Throne Publication. And my daughter, she just turned 6 years old. Her name is Eris. And Heir to the Throne is dedicated to my daughter, you know, she's my heir. She's my heir to my throne and my greatness. And even with, I'll take it back to choosing her name, I was going through the Bible when I found out that, you know, she was, when I found out I was going to be a father of a girl, I was going through the Bible and I flipped through a scripture, I believe it was in Genesis, and it was talking about heirs to Abraham. And, it just flowed together. I said, my daughter is an heiress, which is a female heir. So her name is Heiress. Heir to the Throne Publications was named after my daughter, and Heir to the Throne Publications will be here forever. I did step out completely on faith. I trusted God. When I started the publishing business, I didn't know anything about publishing, but through prayer and just completely stepping out on faith in God's word, I was able to bring Heir to the Throne Publications to life.
So Heir to the Throne Publication is going to be your long-lasting legacy.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Definitely.
And you, and again, congratulations. I mean, this is just so impressive. And you have successfully gone from being a writer to an author to a publisher. But you didn't dare to even stop there, Dale. You continue to stand as you naturally progress and embark upon theater as a writer, ultimately forming Heir to the Throne Entertainment, also known as HT3 Entertainment. And the formation of this company was the foundation needed for you to create another masterpiece, Shady the Stage Play. So can you tell us more about this adaptation from your debut book?
Yes. Shady the Stage Play, wow, that's my third child. My first child is my daughter, my second child is my novel, and my third child is my stage play. Wow, Shady the Stage Play is just, even to this day, it seems like it was yesterday when it first hit stage. I had so many readers reaching out saying that they could relate to these characters. The characters were really relatable. They were, you know, I would have people saying, oh, who is, I mean, you know, Greta did this. Greta is one of the characters in the book. So people were referring to these fictitious characters as if they were real people, and they were just saying, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more. So instead of putting out a sequel so fast or quickly, I decided to put faces to those characters and adapt my book into a stage play, bring it to stage. We did a great debut show back in May of last year, and then we brought the show back in August. So every character now has a face, you know, and I had people coming out to the play who had read the book who was able to, like, put a face, you know, with that character. So these characters became so likable and relatable that people was just wanting more and more and more. So I just decided to just go beyond their expectations and just bring these characters to life on stage.
Well, for our listeners who want more and more and more, how can they learn more about you, your books, your publishing, your entertainment company, as well as your other products and services?
Yes, you can learn about me. I mean, Facebook, Dell Banks, that's D-E-L-L Banks, B-A-N-K-S, Twitter, Dell Banks, Instagram, Dell Banks, and I'm so down to earth. So I'm not one of those people who, if you send me a message, I'm going to wait weeks and months to respond. I'm very reachable. I'm very down to earth. So if you reach out to me, I'm more than likely going to reach out back to you. You can find my books on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. The book is available at Barnes & Noble stores. If the book isn't in your store, you can request a copy. The book is available on every electronic device possible, Kindle, the Nook, the Kobo, iTunes, Apple, everywhere. And you also can find out more about me at ht3ent.com. We got great projects lined up for 2014. Be on the lookout. We are here. There's no stopping us, and we are here, and we aren't going anywhere.
Well, I like that, and I can assume and guess that we have not seen the last of you. I'm expecting more books, more plays to come. But one thing I do know is that you are a firm believer that if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. So if you can, on a final note, tell us a little bit about your faith and your church life and offer any final words of faith, strength, and encouragement as it pertains to and having done all to stand.
Yes, excellent. Just believing in yourself, number one, you have to be able to accept the fact that God has a purpose for your life, and there's a call on every person's life. You may not know exactly what the call is, but through prayer, fasting, and believing, God will reveal your purpose. And it's up to us as human beings to understand and accept our purpose. My purpose is not your purpose. Your purpose is not my purpose. But when you find out your purpose, make sure you hone in on that and you do everything that you can to make sure that your life and your purpose does not die, because without your purpose, there's no you. So God, when he created us, he created us all individual with a specific gift and a purpose. So go ahead with that gift and that purpose and have that faith. No matter what your mother says, your father says, or people who mean you no good say, as long as you know that God is for you and God has given you that gift, the sky is the limit. You know, and my main thing as far as stepping out on faith, there are some times where things have looked so messed up, even with the publishing industry, or money wasn't coming in quick enough, or things wasn't moving as fast as I thought they were. But I had to figure out everything happened according to God's time. And if God is for you, it doesn't matter if the whole world is against you. As long as God is for you, you're going to do great. And that's the main thing. We have to be able to, God sometimes does things in ways that we don't understand, but we have to be willing to accept the way that he does those things. It may not be how you want it, or it may not be when you want it, but just know that it's when God wants it and when he sees fit for you.
So because he is a right-on-time God, and I love that, what you said.
Yes.
Without your purpose, there is no you. So, Dale, we thank you so much today.
Yes.
For all you are and all you do and represent. I'm looking forward and hoping to see one of those plays one day.
Yes, definitely.
So,
definitely.
Any plans to do any other plays?
Yes, we got some plays coming up this year, and right now I'm praying and I'm trusting in God that we'll be able to be having a national distribution deal. We're going to claim that right now. So your listeners, you and your co-hosts, please touch and agree with me right now. They say when one or two shall touch and agree, it shall be done. So I want you guys to just join in prayer with me and just stand on God's word and his promise that we are able to do a national distribution deal with the DVD so it can be available to everyone across the world, because these words and these messages need to be heard by the masses.
Well, I'm in complete agreement with you.
Thank
you so
much.
And I'm sure our listeners
are
as well. And we just wish you the best of continued success, for the best is definitely yet to come. Dale, you have truly been a blessing, and I want to thank you again. Any final words?
Final words, just keep God first. I mean, just keep God first. And when you wake up in the morning, just thank God for being able to wake up. When you go to sleep, just thank God that he kept you throughout the day. And when you wake up that next morning, just thank him for keeping you to have another chance to fulfill your purpose.
Just keep God first. Well, listeners, you have heard it firsthand from Mr. Dale Banks. Just keep God first. And much thanks and appreciation not only to Dale but to Ms. Rhonda Aaron, both of our guests. I know I have been very, very inspired today. I thank both of our guests for motivating us and inspiring us that when we've done all to do to stand, still stand. And let me also thank Sisters with Ink, host and producer, Ms. Luetta Hill Dudley. All of you are which a walking example that the best is yet to come. And with all that said, I am author, speaker, and success expert Michelle Wright, and it was indeed an honor serving as your co-host today. And until next time, please continue to spread the love no matter where you are from. And may God bless every one of you, for the best is yet to come. Love you, and God bless, and continue spreading the love.
Out of the this has been a presentation life, of Sisters with Me. Plum.
You came along and everything started in to hum.
Tune in next time with co-host and success expert Dr. Michelle Wright. And remember,
is yet to come.